This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two of the major issues that could be a part of the upcoming 2016 legislative session.
That's the debate now, and we'll just have to see. I mean, we talked about it last year.
We can talk about toll roads. It came up a little bit last year.
Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says transportation has gone unanswered in this state for several years.
I don't know if there's an appetite on either side of the building for a tax increase. Maybe there is. The Speaker and I will be conferring on that shortly. In election year, tax questions are pretty hard to cross the line.
Senate Minority Floor Leader Joseph Kevany of St. Louis adds he believes better roads come down to more revenue.
I think we need to raise a tax. We need to raise revenue, be it a gas tax, which I would prefer, be it a sales tax, or just increase the income tax and take it out of general revenue. To address our state transportation needs, we need to increase revenue.
He also says nobody seems to be willing to do what's needed for transportation.
I think this is an issue that's going to take a crisis, and it's going to be a major bridge closure, catastrophic flood that takes out a major arterial road or something that we're going to have to address. I think that's what's going to move it off dead center. Bear in mind, in 2015, we had three or four senators filibuster a 2-cent gas tax. So I'm not sure the environment has changed in the Senate about that.
Senator Richard says going into the new year, he has had time to reevaluate how the Missouri Senate works with the Missouri House of Representatives.
The biggest issue is there's a lot of people like to pull the two parts of buildings apart, particularly the hallways and some of the lobbying and bureaucrats. And when there's chaos, you know, sometimes they win. And I will say that the Speaker and I have a really good relationship. I know his father. Don't believe the hallway chatter. We talk a lot, and we're going to be working together on a lot of projects. And hopefully we'll be a team for the next 3 years.
Senator Kevany says it's time for ethics reform.
If we're going to have ethics reform, I think it's got to be comprehensive. I think we'll talk about letting legislators resign and become lobbyists. I think we'll talk about lobbyist gifts. And I think we'll talk about campaign finance limits. I think all three of those. If anything, I don't think we're going to pass a small bill. It's going to have to be a comprehensive ethics bill that we pass.
And Senator Richard agrees.
These revolving door, I mean, not being going to the lobbying corps, needs to be resolved in a year or two. The reporting of meals and things needs to be open and transparent, not to go to committees. The trips and things, yeah, there's some things that we can do and try to make a little bit better. But, you know, having ethical elected officials, you would hope you elect them anyway and that they do the right thing.
The second regular session of the 98th General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 6th, 2016. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.